Whoa, wait a minute. Look at this. Look who just came rolling in. Central Hudson.
What a coincidence.
Wow, look at that.
Good morning.
What a segue.
Well, not really a good morning for those that have Central Hudson bills.
That's right. Any utility bill, really. We've seen this winter has been one of the coldest ones we've had in a decade. Consumption's way up. Supply prices, especially for natural gas, are up because of that demand. And really, it is the demand. It is the infrastructure constraints we have in New York that's driving up the price of natural gas right now. There's too much demand for it. There is not enough pipeline infrastructure to get it to where it's needed.
Right. Well, it doesn't help that the state of New York is passing legislation to restrict the expansion of natural gas, which is true.
Yes.
And driving the price up. And in addition to the delivery charges that are consistent with New York State legislation, Joe, we have gotten to the point now, and I've been talking about this for the last 2 years. We are there now. We're at the point where people cannot afford to pay their bills. It's not just Central Hudson, by the way.
You know
it's
what?
NYSEG, it's O&R, it's all the utilities in New York State.
They're not getting shut off, though, because it's too cold.
But the point, Wood, is where I ask this question all the time. At what point is it totally unsustainable? Is it now? Because people that live in a apartment, they're getting a $600 bill, can't pay it.
No, you can't. I mean, are you seeing that?
Yeah, yeah. And to your point, I live in a 1,500 square foot house. Nothing special. It's just me and my wife, my two dogs. My bill was pushing $800 last month.
Yeah,
$800. The bills have doubled.
I told you, one of my businesses is $3,500.
Right, and where do we go
crippling.
From here, Joe?
Crippling.
Because businesses can't afford it. People can't afford it. We are in a situation where there are no options. We're being forced to pay unrealistically high bills that only in New York,
you know,
and
what?
California and Connecticut do you see this?
I have an answer to possibly fixing this. I was talking to one of my friends. Now, Joe, tell me if I'm correct. NYSERDA.
Yes.
They got a lot of money from the payers out there of electric, right?
That's right, yeah.
Like I heard, not millions, billions.
Yeah, have you done your homework, Wood?
Thank you. And I heard that money has not been allocated to anything yet. It was supposed to go green energy or something like that, but it hasn't, and it's just sitting in a big pot. Why can't that pot be given back to the people that put money into that pot and help us lower our bills?
Yeah, that's something we're looking into and we want to talk to our lawmakers about, too, is the viability of NYSERDA is the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, right? And they run statewide a lot of clean energy initiatives, a lot of low-income programs, too, that help customers insulate their homes and things like that who might not necessarily be able to afford to. But they also help promote clean energy development, wind and solar, things like that. And it's our understanding that they have about $2 billion in their bank that has
that's
not
a lot
been
of
allocated.
Money. That's a lot of money that could help a lot of struggling people out there that need to pay their bills.
Yeah, and what's important
Let's tap into this coin.
Yeah, what's important about that money is that money has already been collected by ratepayers. The NYSERDA is funded on your utility bill in New York State. So there's a lot of avenues we can take to try and help mitigate this sort of affordability crisis that we're staring down, but that is something that could certainly help, and we want to talk to our lawmakers about it.
Let's hope so. Okay, so this is perfect that we have you in today, because this Sunday there's talk of a monster storm.
Yeah.
What are your people hearing?
Yeah, we're looking at that too, and right now, you know, the data is saying we're going to get some snow in terms of how much. We don't know yet. We use a bunch of different aggregators of forecasts to try and get our information.
Now, so what do you think is going to be?
I mean, I think we're probably looking at like a foot. That seems like that's where we're at.
My prediction's at 17 inches.
Really?
Yeah. 17, Bill's at 10. Diva's at 9. Okay. Jimmy, how many inches? 4.
4. That's low ball.
Get the hell out of here.
Who said that?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, where is he?
He's right over here.
4. Was he sitting on the floor?
4 inches.
4 inches. Well, 4 inches in Haiti is like 4 feet here, so.
All right. So you guys are prepared and ready, because it's going to, I think the way the buzz is, it's going to be a monster.
Yeah. Yeah. And we will certainly be prepared when it comes to snow, unless it's like that heavy, wet snow coupled with winds. We're not at tremendous risk for power outages. Now, they can still happen and we'll be ready for them. But generally, the things that kind of get Get us the ice. Worked up as ice and wind. And when those two things come together, that's
all right. So maybe we'll get lucky if we don't get the rain mixed in.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But we will be ready. If outages do occur, let us know, report it, text it, put it on our outage map, call us. We will have crews on standby all weekend.
You want to play a round of Smarter Than Jimmy the Goat today?
Yeah, I can do that.
Let me ask Joe a question quick, though, because there's some text messages coming in here. Joe, could you expand upon the benefits, perhaps, of having solar panels on your house and how that could improve
I do see that a lot. Yeah, tell me, Joe. Is that good?
It can be, right? It depends on your home. It depends on your property and how many trees you have around, what direction your roof faces. But for a lot of people, there's a lot of benefits. I have a friend right up the road here who's got solar panels on his roof, and he does great with it because he's got a wide open space. So generally speaking, your solar panels will be, you know, put on top of your roof, and whatever electricity that generates, that's what you use first. And during the times of high sun, like the summertime where the days are long and the sun's higher in the sky, you can actually produce more electricity than you use. And that gets put back onto the grid, and you get a credit for the extra energy that you produce. That credit goes into a bank that you then use during the wintertime when you're not producing as much. So
what
it doesn't
the hell?
It doesn't eliminate.
Is that for real?
Yeah. Now the question is there
craziness?
Depending on the house, is there a cost benefit? Because these solar panels aren't free.
They're
cost
huge.
A pretty significant amount of money. And will they last long enough for you to get a return on your investment?
Yeah.
So, and some people do. You know, there are good programs out there.
Interesting.
Make sure you work with a good, certified, licensed contractor
and
who
not
does
get played.
This stuff.
Yeah.
Does Central Hudson have recommendations, or is that something that you have to independently research?
Yeah, independent research. We do work with vendors for what we call community solar, which is like the developments that are in the area.
Yeah.
If you live in a townhouse community or with an HOA or you rent from an apartment, you can sign up for community solar. And that allows you to sign up and get up to 10% off your bill by using other people's power.
Tell me this. Over by Dutch's Airport, there's a bunch of panels. What the hell is that?
That's a solar farm. That was a development that was put up there.
So, who's it supplying?
It supplies the local area. So anytime you have a solar development like that, that power just gets fed right onto the grid. So now they're pumping into the system. Solar, they still have to go through the same marketplace that every other power generator has to go through. So they have to bid into the market. Solar and wind normally, you know, still get in because of their low cost of generation. So, and then that power ultimately just gets fed onto the system. So, but again, wind and solar, very intermittent. We can't guarantee when the sun's going to shine. It never shines at night. We can't guarantee when the wind is going to blow. And in order to keep the grid safe and functioning for our customers, we need a constant base load source of power.
All right, Joe, hang tight.
Joe.
We're going to have a little game. That was interesting.
Joe, I got to go to my third job now so I can pay my Central Hudson bill. It's good seeing you.
Joe, I got to get my credit card out to pay mine because I can't keep up anymore.
Something's got to give, man.
Yeah,
circuit breaker legislation. Call your state representative. Tell them something needs to happen. It's not just Central Hudson. It's every power utility in New York State.
Damn. Jimmy, get ready. We'll play it next.
Yes.
Get on up here. We'll play a little game. It's K104 Dua Lipa. Here we go.